I'm Carter Smith. I am a sophomore at University of Arizona. I play lacrosse here and having the time of my life. Love it here. Well, just recently, about a month ago, I ended a relationship with my girlfriend of 2 years. And recently I became a big fan of country music within the past year and a half or so. But listening to that music, I never paid too much attention to the lyrics. But it seems like ever since when we did break up, I've paid more attention to the lyrics, and I felt like I've related to the lyrics more. And not only have I just related, but I felt like it's helped me mentally and helped me get through that. And I know that the same could be said with other genres of music, but for me specifically, country right now has been something that's helped. No particular song, however, it's I don't know if you follow country too much, but it's fairly stereotypical. Morgan Wallen, super big country artist right now. I could play any of his songs, and 90% of all of his music is about heartbreak or relationship, stuff like that. And the other 10%, you have the other country stuff, but I could play 90% of his music, and it has the same effect, and yeah, I enjoy it all. Yeah. Well, I think, like you said, generally, just the emotions that I have been feeling since then, most of it I can just relate with the lyrics within the song. And I mean, before that, like, I don't know, for me it's fairly significant because I used to listen to a lot of rap in high school, a lot of rap. And that's good music, right? But listening, and I never really listened to the lyrics. It was more so just because it was high tempo, like super upbeat music that like made you feel energized, like you go to the gym, work out to the music, whatever. But no, I started listening to country, and still I carried over the habit of not listening to the lyrics necessarily, more so just I'm not sure how to describe it, just enjoying the music without paying attention to what the message of the song was. But no, now, yeah, I am paying attention, and the lyrics within the music have helped because mainly there's no like advice or recommendations or anything within the music. It's just the relation that I have to the music now, how much I can relate to it, that has been helping. As far as country goes, I mainly listen to country on my own time, and that does not include working out or going and playing lacrosse by myself. Country for me is just more of a, whether I'm doing homework, whether I'm just I'm just relaxing, pretty much anything, I'll choose to listen to country. As far as rap goes, I still listen to it. I don't listen to it when I'm just relaxing like I would do with country. That's more in the gym. It's more high-paced music, so it doesn't give you energy, but it almost feels like it does. And actually, as far as lacrosse goes, in the locker room or out on the field, whatever, we choose to listen to more electronic music, so more kind of electronic dance. And that even takes it up another step in terms of the energy that the music has. Yeah. But and I think it's overall a good choice. I mean, listening to country while out on the field trying to do sports, I mean, it would work for some people, but for most, it's not going to work. Okay, so I'm a Spotify user. And so at the end of every year, Spotify gives you your most listened to artists, whatever. So there's a rapper out of, Memphis, Tennessee. And his stage name is Key Glock. And I found him in, I believe it was sophomore year of high school. And ever since then, if I'm going to choose to listen to rap, I always go to him most of the time. Obviously, there's a lot of other artists that I enjoy, but as far as rap artist goes, he's definitely my number one. Every single year in the Spotify Wrapped, he's been number one, number one, number one for the past 3 or 4 years. And then this last new year was when I kind of started to see a change. He was still number one, but then I had Morgan Wallen at number two and some other artists from other genres starting to mix in there. But yeah, no, as far as when I choose to listen to rap, and just about any song of his is a go-to, whether I'm working out or playing lacrosse or anything. I do remember discovering him. One of my best friends at the time, I'm not sure how he discovered him, because at that time he was a fairly small artist. He's grown since then. But he's compared to a lot of other artists, he's still fairly small. But the appeal was just, it was all of his lyrics I can actually understand. Obviously a lot of rap artists talk about the same things in their songs. But I enjoyed it because I could actually, he would rap, slow enough to where you could understand it. He didn't, just go crazy. I don't know whether it's him or producers, whatever, go crazy with auto-tune to where you can't understand it. I don't know. It was just very clear music to me that I enjoyed. Well, I think if you don't have any connection with music, first of all, I don't know many people that don't have connections with music. I live in an apartment with six people in it, and everybody's at all times. They all have their own speakers in their rooms. There's music in every single room. Everybody's always listening to music. So people aren't doing that, definitely fairly boring. Music is an essential part of life. I personally, that's what I believe. But no, having a connection with music doesn't matter, like, what artist you're connected to, what genre you're connected to, but it's just important because whether you're going through something at the time or... Sorry, if you're going through something at the time, it can help you with your emotions, or if you're trying to get some energy to go to the gym, or if you're trying to get confidence for something, you can turn on a different type of music and get that confidence or get that energy. Music for every sort of feeling at the time.